Amen. Please turn in your Bibles to Numbers chapter 7. We will be covering both chapter 7 and 8 tonight. It will soon be evident as to why we can cover all of that territory quickly. As we consider, everyone contributes. Your physical body has a lot of parts to it, and every part makes a contribution. Even your little toe, you would be surprised how difficult it would be to balance if you didn't have a little toe. That little toe has a lot of strength to it and helps you maintain balance as you're standing. What about the appendix? There's a lot of questions among scientists as to what its purpose is. And a lot of people have their appendix taken out and doesn't seem to affect any body functions. But whether we know what the purpose of it is or not, it has a function. God put it there for a reason. And so it contributes something. But every part of the body also then enjoys the benefits of the blood carrying oxygen to every part of the body. So as the nation of Israel prepared to proceed from Mount Sinai, everyone was to contribute, and that's a large part what we're going to be looking at tonight. The tabernacle was ready to be used, Numbers chapter 7, verse 1. And it came to pass on the day that Moses had fully set up the tabernacle and had anointed it and sanctified it, and all the instruments thereof, both the altar and all the vessels thereof, and had anointed them and sanctified them, that, verse 2, all of the princes of the 12 tribes, collectively gave something towards the transport of the tabernacle and its items. So in verse 2, that the princes of Israel, by implication together, heads of the house of their fathers, who were the princes of the tribes, and were over them that were numbered, offered, and they brought their offering before the Lord, 6 covered wagons and 12 oxen. A wagon for 2 of the princes, and for each one an ox. And they brought them before the tabernacle. So 6 covered wagons, 1 from each 2 tribes. So 2 of the princes would have to go together and purchase or make or somehow provide one of these wagons. And then 1 ox from each of the 12 tribes, and they brought this collectively together. Moses received these things, verses 4 and 5. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take it of them, that they may be to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt give them unto the Levites, to every man according to his service. And so, to the Gershonites, remember, there are three families of the Levites. Gershon was one of them. Verse 7, they received 2 wagons and 4 oxen. You understand, 2 oxen to pull each wagon. And then the Merari family received 4 wagons and 8 oxen. Nothing went to the Kohathites, the third family. And notice what it says in verse 9. But unto the sons of Kohath he gave none, because the service of the sanctuary belonging unto them was that they should bear upon their shoulders. So they, the Kohathites, whatever they were responsible for transporting from the tabernacle, were not to carry them in wagons. They were to carry those things on their shoulder. And so the wagons and the oxen were for the purpose of transporting items related to the tabernacle. Then the princes of the tribes made individual contributions, each one over a period of 12 days, one each day. Numbers chapter 7, verse 10, and the princes offered for dedicating of the altar and the day that it was anointed. Even the princes offered their offering before the altar. And the Lord said unto Moses, they shall offer their offering, each prince on his day, for the dedicating of the altar. So this would take 12 days to accomplish. Now, in verses 12 through 17, we have the contribution of the prince of Judah, Nathan. And so we'll look down through here. On the first day, verse 12, Nathan of Judah, and this is what he gave. Verse 13, he gave one silver charger. That's not a car. That is a platter. And in verse 13, he gives one silver bowl of 70 shekels weight. Both of them were full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering. Then in verse 14, he gave a spoon made of gold. And this spoon was full of incense. In verse 15, he gave one bullock or one bull, one ram, and one lamb of the first year. And those were for a burnt offering. Then in verse 16, he gave one kid of the goats, and that was for a sin offering. Then in verse 17, he gave two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, and five lambs of the first year. And those were for a peace offering. Then in verses 18 through 23, Nethaneel, prince of Issachar, gave his, and guess what he gave? Exactly the same thing. And then on consecutive days, day three, Eliab, prince of Zebulun, verses 24 through 29, guess what he gave? Exact same thing. And so you go through each day, each prince, and it's interesting that the scripture takes the space and effort to present each one of these. Eliezer, prince of Reuben, verses 30 through 35, same thing. Shelumiel, prince of Simeon, verses 36 through 41, same thing. Eliasaph, prince of Gad, verses 42 through 47, same thing. Elishama, prince of Ephraim, on the seventh day, verses 48 through 53, same thing. The reason I'm bothering to say, I mean, at least we can mention their names because the scripture does present each one of these individuals. Verses 54 to 59, Gamaliel, prince of Manasseh, gave all of those things. Verses 60 through 65, Abidan, prince of Benjamin, gave all of those things. Ahiezer, prince of Dan, verses 66 through 71, gave all of those things. Pagiel, prince of Asher, on the 11th day, verses 72 through 77, gave all of those exact same things. And finally, Numbers chapter 7, verses 78 through 83, Ahira, prince of Naphtali, gave all of those things. And so what do we have? We have a summary in chapter 7, verses 84 through 88, verse 84. This was the dedication of the altar in the day when it was anointed by the princes of Israel. 12 chargers of silver. 12 silver bowls. 12 spoons of gold. 12 bullocks. The rams in verse 87, the rams 12, the lambs of the first year 12, the kids of the goats for the sin offering 12, and all the oxen verse for the sacrifice of the peace offerings were 20 and 4 bullocks, the rams 60, the he-goats 60, the lambs of the first year 60. This was the dedication of the altar after it was anointed. So each tribe gave one silver charger, one silver bowl, one spoon that was gold, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year, one kid of the goats, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, and five lambs, for a total of 12 silver chargers, 12 silver bowls, 12 gold spoons, 12 young bullocks, 12 rams, 12 lambs, 12 kids of the goats, 24 oxen, 60 rams, 60 he-goats, and 60 lambs. The chargers and bowls full of flour and oil, how are you going to bring flour and oil? It has to be in something. That's why the silver containers were for a meat offering. The spoon with incense in it, and the bullocks and the rams for burnt offering, the lambs and the kids of the goats for a sin offering, and then 24 oxen, 60 rams, 60 he-goats, and 60 lambs. That seems like a lot of animals. That's 204 animals for a peace offering. And all for the dedication of the altar. Verse 89 of chapter 7, Moses receives some instructions. And when Moses was gone into the tabernacle of the congregation to speak with him, then he heard the voice of one speaking unto him from off the mercy seat that was upon the ark of testimony from between the two cherubims, and he spake unto him. So Moses is in the Holy of Holies. God tells him to turn the light on inside the tabernacle. Chapter 8, verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron, and say unto him, when thou lightest the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light over against the candlestick. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof over against the candlestick. The light is now on in the holy place, the first room, not in the second room. Then the Levites were to be purified, verse 6. Take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. Verse 7, thus shalt thou do unto them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purifying upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bullock with his meat offering, with fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shalt thou take for a sin offering. Verse 10, thou shalt bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put the hands on the Levites. And so the Levites are prepared for their ministry. The Levites, if you will notice, as we went through those tribes, was not mentioned as one of the tribes who contributed something. They contributed themselves. Verse 11, and Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel. So everybody does contribute something. Each one of the tribes offered things The Levites offered themselves. Verse 13, and thou shalt set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons and offer them for an offering unto the Lord. Thus shalt thou separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt cleanse them and offer them for an offering. Verse 18, and I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And verse 19, and I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation. So, in summary, some contributed things, some contributed service, but everyone contributed something. Now, would you please go to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16? Do you like to put puzzles together? What's the significance of a puzzle? It has a lot of different pieces. Do you ever get the puzzle all put together, but there's a couple pieces missing? And it happens to be right where the face of the person is, so you can't see what they look like. How frustrating. Well, here in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 16, it says this: from whom the whole body, that's the body of Christ, the church, fitly joined together, just like a puzzle, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Did you know you're a joint? We're all joints. Because we are all joined together in the body of Christ. Compacted by that which every, how many is that? That's all of them. Every joint supplieth according to the effectual working and the measure of every part. Maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Everyone in the church is supposed to be contributing something. But maybe you don't have a lot of money to contribute. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, how that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty, they didn't have much, abounded unto the riches of their liberality, for to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we should receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first, what did they do? They gave their own selves to the Lord, just like the Levites. And to us by the will of God. What happens in the human body when one part decides it's not going to do its part. Some parts may only cause some pain or discomfort or some limited function, but some parts could cause some serious problems if they do not contribute. Everyone has something to do in the body of Christ. And so back to Numbers chapter 8 to finish the chapter. The Levites were set apart to serve in the tabernacle. Verse 20. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according unto all that the Lord commanded Moses. Concerning the Levites, so did the children of Israel unto them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes, and Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord. And Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went the Levites in to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons. As the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they unto them. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, This is that belongeth unto the Levites. From 25 years old and upward they shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. And from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation to keep the charge and shall do no service. Thus shalt thou do unto the Levites, touching their charge. Are you a member of the body of Christ? Then you have something you're supposed to be contributing. Some can give things. But everyone can give themselves unto the Lord. I guess the Lord wanted us to finish early tonight so we could get home before it freezes, huh? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this instruction from your word. Thank you for the testimony of the Levites, how they gave themselves to serve you. They themselves were an offering unto you. May we see ourselves in that same light. Each of us individually, offering ourselves to you, for you to use us in any way you see fit. May we be your servants, and may each and every one of us contribute the part you have given to us in the body of Christ. Help us in this endeavor, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.